Greetings, it is I, the Great One himself, founder of the Cynical Libertarian Society. I almost was just going to toss this aside and not even probably comment on it because it's becoming so fucking common. That's the beauty. Thank you, feminism. Thank you. And it is ultimately, I'm sorry, it's feminism. If you look at the fucking social justice warriors, if you look at what is becoming called the regressive left, if you look at all of this shit, it has its fucking roots in femistatism. I know you fucking whores and cunts out there don't want to hear this, but letting women vote is why Western civilization is going to fucking die. Democracy was bad enough, but fucking then we let women vote, and it's all about emotions and how they want to feel good and how they want to be sensitive and all this other horseshit. All right, here we go. Here we fucking go. And I'm doing computer shit. I have Linux in front of me. Go fuck yourself. So I got a notification from the YouTube channel Computing Forever that I keep up with. And it's a video about, it's a video called How Long Can We Keep Lying? It's about the Nice France terror attacks. I don't know anything about this. Apparently, there's been another terrorist attack in France. Oh, let us act surprised. Gee, more Muslims. I don't even need to look this up to know that it's Muslims. Everything I know about the Nice France terror attacks right here. I know that in France, in some place called Nice, there were some terror attacks. That's all I know. I can already tell you the people who did the attacking were Muslims. I don't need to even fucking type anything into Google and see what comes up. I know for a fact it was Muslims. Am I wrong? No, I'm not wrong. I know I'm not wrong without even fucking confirming the information. I know that it was Muslims who, whatever they fucking did, they did it. I know that for a fucking fact. I don't even need to look it up. It's just automatic. But Islam is the fucking religion of peace. And that's why when the Muslims rape you, that's why I laugh. I laugh. And so it's got the things under here. He's got the source. Ignore that. He's got some stuff. And then the truck attacker kills 84 celebrating France's Bastille Day. Really? 84 people died. Holy shit. And you fucking women can't figure out why Muslims shouldn't be invited into the country. Okay, but none of that is, that's not, so I'm looking in the show notes and I'm reading down, all right, and I see this thing and it says right here. Where the fuck is it? I lost it. How in the fuck? Here we go. Somali rapist, deportation from UK overturned because he, quote, didn't know rape was unacceptable, unquote, rapes twice more. And I thought, holy shit, I have to read that. I need you fucking cunts out there to understand that when I say that hearing about women being raped by Muslims makes me laugh. See, the thing is, I've already read this, but I read this. My very first raw reaction was pure laughter. Because you have done this. You fucking dumb femistatist cunts. You're the ones who want the rapist to come to your country. And it's the men who have given you the power to vote and given you political office and let you run wild. And now this is what's happening. Now, it's also interesting and sort of related thing, but not really. There's a lot of anarcho-sissies out there who, you know, can't figure out that in Ancapadice, this sort of shit is... Well, no, let me... All right, how do I say this? In Ancapadice, this shit isn't going to happen because in Ancapadice, there won't be democracy and women will not have political power. And it's not because anyone will be holding them down. It's because they just, they're not going to be oppressed. They're just not going to have political power, right? In Ancapodice, and I'll explain in this episode again, I've explained this before, and I'll explain why rape will not exist in Ancapodice, right? I mean, rape can only, almost only happen in a status society. I'm not saying rape is impossible in Ancapodice. I'm saying that things like this will not happen in Ancapodice. This, what I'm about to read to you, can only happen in a statist society which is dominated by women. This cannot happen in Ancapodice, and this cannot happen in any sort of statist society which is dominated by men. And the notion that a lot of people out there have that Ancapodice, that anarcho-capitalism is a safe space for feminists and feminism and femistatism, because there is no such thing as feminism. All feminism is, by definition, femistatism. There is no, you see these fucking dumb whores, I'm an anarcho-feminist. No, you're not. A feminist is, by definition, a statist. You cannot be a feminist without being a statist. Okay? It's like saying, I'm an anarcho-statist. No, the two things are diametrically opposed to each other. There is no anarcho-statism. There is no anarcho-feminism. It's like there is no anarcho-corporatist. You can be an anarcho-capitalist, but you're not an anarcho-corporatist. All right. Anyhow, the point of all of that rambling was, we're 7 minutes into this, I haven't got to the point yet, is that there's all you idiots out there who think that I can't be an anarchist because I don't think women are equal to men. If you are not capable of understanding that men and women are not equal, you cannot be an anarchist, because you are pretending that evolution, natural selection, biology, and reality do not exist. And anarcho-capitalism in Ancapodice, if you think biology, natural selection, evolution, and reality are not real, you will not survive in Ancapodice. You will die of starvation, because nobody's going to give you welfare and food stamps, because there will be no government in Ancapodice. Okay? Ancapodice is not a fucking safe space. That was, I need to write this down, and I need to expand on what I just said, because it needs to be articulated better. Anyway, I'll try to fucking remember, because I don't even know how the fuck I... Anyhow, here we go! I read this, and I laughed. I laughed, and laughed, and laughed, and I want you to understand I do not have sympathy. I do not have sympathy for these three women. I do not have sympathy for the women of the United Kingdom. I do not have sympathy for the women of the United States. I am not fucking saying this for shock value or to hear the sound of my own voice. When you get raped by a Muslim immigrant, I do not have sympathy for you. You wanted this. You asked for this. You voted for this. This is what you want. And I'm fucking tired of women acting like there should never be consequences to their actions. I'm fucking sick of it. And then you fucking cunts come to me and you fucking tell me how you're equal to I am. No, you're not fucking equal to me, you fucking bitch. When I do something, it has a consequence. When you do something, I should not have consequences for my actions. I have a vagina. I have no consequence. I can't be held responsible. No, you can. That's called equality. And you are not my motherfucking equal, so shut the fuck up. Here we go. A convicted Somali rapist was allowed to stay in the United Kingdom after raping a woman because his lawyer successfully argued he, quote, did not know it was unacceptable behavior, unquote, in Britain. Now he's raped twice again. So you see, and it doesn't actually say in here, I don't think, that he's a Muslim, but I don't give a shit because, again, it doesn't need to say that. It's just like when I heard there was another terrorist attack in France. I didn't need to go, oh, I wonder if the attacker was a Muslim. Didn't need to even ask the question, because I know the answer. right? The guy, Somali, rapist. I don't need to ask what religion he practices, because Islam is the religion of peace. And what's fascinating to me is that the Somali, he did not know raping women was unacceptable in the United Kingdom, which tells us a lot about the country he comes from. See, he comes from a place where raping women is acceptable. So the obvious thing that should happen here is that more people from this place, Somalia, where people don't know it's wrong to rape women, we need more of those people to come to European countries. We need more people who don't know that rape is wrong to come to the United States. Because, see, that's tolerance and diversity and multiculturalism. And I just did the whole series explaining why women want the rapists to come here, because they want the fucking alpha male sperm. The men of the Western countries have become a bunch of goddamn sissified femicimp pussies. And all the fucking femicimp whores and cunts and bitches on Facebook got pissed off, and I did the whole thing. Anyway, so there, I mean, there it is. 31-year-old Dahir Ibrahim, whatever the fuck his fucking name is, assaulted his second and third victims within 6 weeks of each other in 2014. According to the Daily Mail, one with a Stanley knife and the other with pliers and a screwdriver. In 2005, he attacked a prostitute in Ebbingston or something, Birmingham. When he was released, a deportation order was made. Somehow, the judge, a judge, overturned the deportation. His lawyer argued that Ibrahim came from a country where he witnessed atrocities and he didn't know what was acceptable in the UK. Quote, "It was more opportunistic than pre-planned," unquote, Jabin Akhtar or some shit said. I assume that's the lawyer. So you see, if you're raping a woman and it's opportunistic instead of pre-planned, well, that's okay. I mean, if you're a Muslim. And what's great here is that women have spent so much time clawing their way to the top of the food chain, right? To be, for a brief moment, the apex victim. And what we're seeing right now is the descent of women from the position of apex victim. I still believe that eventually the apex victim is going to be claimed by pedophiles. The Muslims are helping this because Muslims have sex with children. This is another reason why so many people on the left want Muslims to come to Western countries, because this will help to normalize pedophilia. Ah, shit. Not you guys. I'm looking at something else I gotta fix. Fuck. And then I lost my train of thought. This is why I should not look at the computer screen. Pedophilia. This is another reason why so many of you want more Muslims coming here. Okay, so you see, it's okay to rape women if you're a Muslim and it's more opportunistic than pre-planned. So women have spent all this time being victims and being victimized and becoming a victim group and oppressing and all this. And now, suddenly, here's the legal system, a judge and a lawyer saying, well, you know, this woman was raped, but it's not really that big a deal. You know, this guy, he just didn't know any better. And you see, girls, These are all, you've worked so hard to reach this point where a man just looking at you is considered rape, where you've got all this control over men in society because everything is rape, because rape has always been, not always, you have built rape into the worst crime in existence, worse than pedophilia, worse than murder, worse than arson, worse than anything else. Rape is the worst crime in existence, and there can be no quarter for the rapist. A man accused of rape is automatically guilty. That's what you've worked so hard to achieve. And now, thanks to your desire to bring in Muslim immigrants so that you can have good men to have sex with, suddenly rape is not really a big deal anymore, is it? Because you see, it was more opportunistic than pre-planned. And he didn't know this was unacceptable behavior. But wait, it gets better. It was more opportunistic than pre-planned, Jabin Akhtar said. Quote, no long-term physical injury was sustained by the victims. Unquote. I laughed. I fell to my knees with laughter. You see, rape isn't bad if no long-term physical injuries are sustained by the victims. Listen to these excuses being made for a man who has raped three women. Feminist, what's it like to see your status as the apex victims in Western society declining? What's it like to know that you've spent all these years working to make rape the worst crime on the planet, only to find out that there's a group of men that can rape women whenever they want, and it's totally okay? That the legal system, the government, that for all these years has kissed your ass and bent over backwards and forwards to make you happy, suddenly just doesn't give a shit about you being raped because there's a bigger victim in town. There's somebody with more victim status. There's somebody with a newer victim card. And it's called the Muslim rapist card. See, this would not happen in a statist society run by men. In a statist society operated by men, as you feminists think this society is, foreign men would not be coming to the country and raping women simply because men, if we were in charge of things, would not be letting foreign men into the country like this. We sure as hell wouldn't be letting in this. The first couple of men would do this raping shit, and it'd be the whole Donald Trump. No, we'd just cut them off. Right? This is the Donald Trump thing that everybody thinks is racist. And this is why, when you women get raped by Muslims, this is why I laugh at you. Because Donald Trump is saying, hey, the Muslims are a problem. Let's stop them from coming into the country. And you're calling him a racist. And we'll see how racist Donald Trump is when some Muslim man is fucking raping you in an alley. This would not happen in Ancapadice, because in Ancapadice, again, these people would simply be shot. There would be no judge to protect them. There would be no lawyer. In Ancapadice, nobody would say something as stupid as, he did not know it was unacceptable behavior to rape women. If Ancapadice, a man from another country, like traveled across whatever and got here to your Western civilization country and raped a woman, first of all, anyone who actually said, well, maybe he didn't know this was unacceptable, that person would be shot by the other ANCAPs for being that fucking stupid, right? In Ancapadice, anyone who's so stupid that they think another person, and we're excluding people who are legitimately mentally retarded, for those of you who are fucking nitpickers, okay? In Ancapadice, any man, and again, I'm excluding women because, as I've explained, women don't have a moral compass. Women don't know the difference between right and wrong. That's why women are inviting rapists into their country, because women don't understand that this is wrong. Women are not smart enough to figure out that being raped is bad when it happens to other women. Right, it'll be bad when it happens to them, but in this case, there's feminists all over the fucking planet Earth making excuses for this guy. I promise you, there are. In Ancapadice, if this happened, Anyone who said, well, maybe he didn't know this was unacceptable behavior, that person would be shot for being stupid, because you can't be that stupid and live in Ancapidice. Natural selection will weed you out. The second of all, this wouldn't happen in Ancapidice, because of those three women, one of them would have had a gun and one of them would have shot him. This also can't happen in Ancapidice, because in Ancapidice, the first woman he raped would have said something to her friends and relatives, and they would have got guns and went and found him and shot him. This also couldn't happen in Ancapidice, because in Ancapidice, there would be no judge to protect him from being deported. He would simply be shot. And so for those of you who are stupid, which is, if you're a statist, you're stupid. Those of you who think, well, in anarchist society, if there were no government, people would kill everyone else. No. In fact, they would not. In a anarchist society, without a government to stop them, people would kill the criminals. They would kill the rapist. They would kill the murderers. They would kill the child molesters. Because there would be no government to protect the rapist, the murderer, the child molester, which I have explained this in depth in the past. Go back, fucking listen to the podcast. I've explained to you the purpose of the criminal justice industrial complex is not to stop crime or punish people for crime or anything else. The purpose is to protect the criminals from the consequences of their behavior. And this is a classic example of everything that is wrong with statism, with democracy, with femistatism. The fucking government protected the rapist so that he could rape more women. This is what happens when you have democracy, when you allow women to vote. And it's only going to get worse. And it's going to come to the United States when Hillary Clinton is the president, because she's going to bring these people in. And I am going to continue to read things like this and just burst out with laughter.